Pogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice. And now your host, the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith.
Welcome to Rogue Talk. I am the Rogue announcer, Jeff Smith, and this is Rogue Talk for December 15th, 2017. Welcome to the show. We are so happy to have you here. If you would like to call into today's show, and today would be a great day to do that, we're going to talk about a few different things today, but plenty of time if you want to call in. Maybe tell us what you're doing for Christmas. Maybe you're excited about the new Star Wars movie. No spoilers, though. We don't want any spoilers. I haven't seen it yet, and probably won't see it for another week or so. In fact, we'll talk a little bit about that in a minute. But if you'd like to call in, I'd love to hear from you today. And that number is 541-299-0498. 541-299-0498. And I again have a couple of gift certificates for Rogue Express that I can give away. If we get callers, I'll be happy to give. I've got, I think, two of those left right now. So if you'd like to call in at some point during the show, I've got some Rogue Express for you here I can get to you. So if you don't feel like calling in, but you do want to contact us here at The Bridge, you can do that at feedback@943thebridge.com. And you can contact the station through that email, or if you put Rogue Talk in the subject line, that email will come direct to me. So we love to hear from you. And also you can like our Facebook page, Rogue Talk on Facebook. And you can also contact us through that. So any way that you choose, we'd love to hear from you. And got a few different things we're going to talk about. We're also going to have, hopefully, we've tentatively planned for a special guest to be here. And we'll wait to say who that's going to be and until they actually show up today. But we're looking forward to our special guest. And but before we get to that, let's look at some things going on and talk about what's happening. We're into the thick of the holiday season, and people are decorating, and people are shopping, and people start going to church a little more, especially when it gets right before or right after Christmas Day. And of course, Christmas Day being on a Monday this year, the Sunday before, I'm sure will be busy at many of the churches. And I've never really thought that you earn any kind of brownie points for showing up, you know, on Christmas and on Easter, as a lot of people tend to do. I don't know that changes anything in the scope of your religious life or your spiritual life. But I know even I did it a couple of times because my kids would ask me to go with them. And at that time we actually attended different churches at the time. And so they would ask me to come with them to church, and I would do that. So, but I wasn't trying to gain any any redemption for the sins of previous Sundays. So I always find that kind of interesting, that the church going increases around the religious holidays. So I don't know if that's true for other religions. You know, we know Hanukkah is about the same time, around the same time of Christmas, but that's not really, at least to my understanding, not really the big holiday on the Jewish calendar. I think Yom Kippur is probably, and I probably don't, it, probably not pronouncing that properly, but I apologize if I am. But I believe that's a much bigger holiday, if you want to call it that, for the Jewish community than Hanukkah. But it is nice to have something that kind of goes along at the same time of Christmas. And I've heard from, you know, one of my favorite hosts, podcaster, happens to be Jewish. Actually, a couple of the people I like to listen to happen to be Jewish, and they both really enjoy Christmas. So, you know, even though it has no necessarily any religious meaning for them, they still like the music and the All of the fun stuff that goes with Christmas, not necessarily the commercialism and the shopping, but the other nice things and all the Christmas music and the Christmas cheer that goes with it. And, you know, and the food gets a little better around the holidays. So I'm sure that's fun too. So most of us enjoy the holiday season. I read a post on Facebook recently about reminding us that some people don't enjoy the holidays or don't celebrate the holidays, and that we should be, you know, we should recognize that and not be, I guess the point was not to be like overly zealous or something. I wasn't really sure what the main point was. I got what they were saying, but to me, if there's people, because the examples that they gave were, you know, people that can't afford to buy gifts and things like that. So maybe Christmas, they don't look forward to Christmas because they think it's about, you know, buying things for people. And if they don't have, you know, enough money to even to survive, and they can't buy Christmas gifts. But I look at it from the other side. I think it's an opportunity. We tend to be more giving. We think more about people that have less than us when the holiday seasons come. You know, it's no secret that the giving to, like, the food banks and things like that, coat drives and food drives and those things, there's a lot more of them happening around the holidays. And it's nice if those things could be happening year round, and they do to a certain extent, but obviously they increase quite a bit around the holidays. But what I think is instead of maybe recognizing that, you know, people can't celebrate the way others do, would be to reach out to those people, let them feel the love of the Christmas spirit, let them, you know, help them in a way, you know, that maybe you can't help them all year round, but you can help them at this moment in their time of need and show the Christmas spirit, show the holiday spirit. It doesn't need to be that we have to hide our enjoyment of Christmas or our enjoyment of the New Year celebration. We can share that with others instead of letting them feel like they can't participate and that they're left out. Include them. That I don't think we should hide our joy, you know, the celebrating the birth of our Christ, celebrating the dawning of a new year. Share that enjoyment with them, and instead of trying, you know, having to hide it from him. And I get the spirit of what they were trying to say there. I just disagree with, you know, the direction that they took that. I think it's an opportunity for, you know, to be giving and to be loving and to reach out to people instead of to, you know, have to. We can only celebrate behind closed doors because somebody might be offended or somebody, you know, might further their depression. Well, I agree that may or may not be the case. I think it's an opportunity, and I think that's the way we should look at it. Now, getting away from the religious perspective of the Christmas season, the last few years we've started a new tradition at our house, and this is going to sound really stupid, but this is what we enjoy. We're big fans of the Star Wars movies, and well, maybe there's three of them that we don't pay as much attention to, but all in all, we enjoy the Star Wars movies. And the last few years, there's a new movie that comes out right before Christmas, and so we've made a tradition of some of us, not all of us, in our family, but a handful of us will go Christmas night and head to the movies. Now, normally a Star Wars movie, the second weekend that it's out would be really, really busy. But come to find out at 9 o'clock on Christmas night, there's not a lot of people going to the movies. There's a handful that go. It's not an empty theater, but it's kind of a fun thing, you know, me and my kids. My wife doesn't care for the movies too much, so she doesn't usually go, and she's actually looking forward to this year because she'll get to babysit our granddaughter, who's just about to turn 3 months old, and so she looks forward to what I call Brooklyn time, because my little granddaughter's name is Brooklyn. In fact, I got a good dose of Brooklyn time today. I was babysitting, and we all look forward to that. But so she'll be looking forward to that. Well, me and some of the kids head off to the new Star Wars movie, and that's become kind of a tradition. I'm kind of sad that it sounds like they may change the release dates of some of the upcoming movies and not put them out right before Christmas, which is kind of disappointing. It's become kind of a fun tradition for us, but we'll just have to wait and see what happens. So so I'm sure there's some of you out there that are kind of excited, not because it's near Christmas, but excited for the new Star Wars movie. And some of you probably couldn't care less. So, but I find that interesting, and it's a little shocking to me that today is the 15th. In fact, I think I said my granddaughter's 3 month birthday was coming up. It's actually today, come to think of it. She was born on the 15th. So today is 3 months, but also what that means is it's only 10 days until Christmas. And I don't know about you, but this year for me has flown by. It's just been crazy busy. This fall has been super busy. Work for me has been just, I haven't taken on more jobs than I have had in the past, but it just seems like this leaf season, as most of you know, I'm in landscape maintenance is my real job when I'm not pushing my way in front of a microphone. And this leaf season has just seemed particularly heavy, and I don't know why that is. I think it's probably just because I'm getting old. I'm getting too old for this, and it's starting to take its toll, but so it's been crazy busy, and unfortunately, Rogue Talk has suffered a little bit because of just how busy I've been. And now that basketball season has started, I'm running off to those games, and we carry those games right here, the high school games right here on 94.3 The Bridge, and we really enjoy doing that. But it's just that time of year. Everybody's busy. Everybody's moving. But I got to thinking, and I saw another Facebook post, and it's someone asking, and I wish I had saved it so I could bring it up, because it was a friend of the show, Lisa McLeese Kelly, who was on the show a while back, and she was asking everyone to try and go a whole 24-hour period without having any negative thoughts. And I don't have the post in front of me, or I would read it so I could talk about it more specifically. But I thought that was kind of a nice thing and a good time of the year to think about that. You know, there's so much divisiveness in the world right now, and so many negative things going on. And it would be nice to try and achieve that goal. And if you can achieve it one day, try it for a second day. And it's not as easy as it sounds. I just driving in the car sometimes is all it takes to bring out a negative thought. And even if you don't convey it to another person, you know, you've been there, you're alone in the car, and someone does something stupid, cuts you off, or you know, whatever it happens to be. And, you know, you may not outwardly honk the horn or yell at them or any other sort of display. But you may be yelling in your car, you know, get out of the way, you idiot, or whatever it happens to be. We've all been there. It's hard not to. It gets frustrating sometimes. You know, some days it seems like every other driver is out to get you. And so it's not an easy thing, but I'm going to give it a try. I'm a pretty positive person, I like to think, but then I look at all the things throughout the day and things that I let bother me, and I think it's going to be harder for me than I think it is. But I think that could be a, a fun exercise to just try and have a 100% positive day from the moment you get up until you go to bed. And I think it may be a little harder than you think. So there's a few things in the news we can get to, and we can continue talking about Christmas and traditions and those kinds of things. But let's get to a few things in the news. Actually, let's jump to sports here, and then there's one sports story that kind of ties in with a news story, and we'll get to that one also. But the Chieftain basketball teams. Last weekend, I had to pre-record parts of the show, and we had a nice interview that was previously recorded with the one of the directors of the Gear Up program at the high school, and of course that was Stephanie Sturm, and I hope you enjoyed that interview. If you hadn't heard it the first time, really a pretty cool program they have over there. And so I was happy to get that out there again, but I had to pre-record the other halves of that show last week because I was headed to the basketball tournament in Coquille, and that was called the Winter Lake Classic, and the Chieftain teams were there. And on the first night of the tournament, Friday night, unfortunately, both teams faced the Coquille Red Devils, and both teams lost. Final in the boys' game, they were doubled up 90-45. And the girls, well, their finish was actually a little worse. I don't know. All in all, maybe it was equal. They lost 73-24. But then day two came around, and the Chieftain boys actually played first on Saturday, and they took on conference rival St. Mary's and actually gave St. Mary's a really good game. It slipped away at the end. The final score was 62-45, but it was good in that, St. Mary's is often the cream of the crop as far as our conference goes, and you're always worried how you're going to match up with St. Mary's as well as Cascade Christian. And the boys did a pretty good job that Saturday. They came up on the losing end, but it was really a competitive game up until basically till the fourth quarter, and they just ran out of gas. They play a pretty high-paced offense. Makes it really challenging to call the play-by-play, I can assure you. But it also is challenging for the players to keep up their stamina, and they just didn't have much left at the end of that game. But it was a good sign going into, the league season begins in January, and it's a good sign that they were competitive with St. Mary's on that day. The girls, on the other hand, were also in the third place game on Saturday, and they beat Reedsport 45-35. So they took the third place trophy in the Winter Lake Classic tournament. Then last night, both teams headed over to the Basin to take on Chiloquin, and the girls lost 76-46. And the boys lost 70-56, but again in that game, the boys actually led for good portions of the game last night. They got the lead as high as five, but again they kind of ran out of gas at the end. A couple of costly turnovers, and quickly. A slim 1 or 2 point lead turned into a 10 point deficit and then a 12 point deficit, and they ended up losing by 14, 70-56. But definitely showing some promise for the Chieftain teams. And so we're looking forward to the season moving on, and the Chieftain boys have yet to get their first win of the season, but they're really starting to get to gel and to kind of learn their offense and their defense and playing a lot better. So looking good for the future. The girls have got a couple of wins already this season, including that win with Reedsport. So that's good news for the girls. And finally, the story that I didn't want to have to get to, but I think I need to report this. There was a wrestling tournament last Saturday also at SIO, and some chieftains did well at that, and we'll get to that. But unfortunately, it turned into a heartbreaking story. A student, the only female wrestler on the high school team, Samantha Walters Lake, was on the bus with the team heading to SIO when the coach was notified of an accident that happened in Grants Pass, and an apparent DUII driver caused an accident in Grants Pass, and this girl's mother was killed in the accident. Crystal Burko was the mother, and she was killed in the accident, and the coach was notified while they were on the bus, but you know, they chose to, you know, to hold that information until they arrived in SIO because the superintendent had gotten his car and was headed up there so that he could bring her home. And so it's a tragic story. A young student has lost her mother, and there's a good article in this week's Rogue River Press that you can pick up a copy of, and there's a GoFundMe account set up. So I would encourage you to pick up a copy of the Rogue River Press and read the story. There's actually the two stories, the story on the accident and the story about the wrestling meet. And so it was a tough day for the entire team, but they dedicated it to her and to her mother, and the results turned out pretty well for a few of the Chieftain wrestlers, and Kayla Barnwell won the title at 170 pounds. Gabe Ashidi came up just short of the title with a second place finish at 285, and James Price finished fourth at 138. So we want to congratulate those wrestlers, and what a tough day that had to be for them, and our heart goes out to this family and this young girl that has lost her mother, and you know, we'll keep them in our prayers. And again, I would encourage you to, if it touches your heart to help this family, there is a GoFundMe account, and you can get that from the Rogue River Press. So I've gone a little long in this first segment, but I had a lot of stuff to get to. We got some more things we want to talk about, and we're hoping that our special guest will show up. We're waiting patiently, and hopefully they'll get here. But in the meantime, we will take a break and be back with more Rogue Talk. Don't go away.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The man accused of driving into a crowd of counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia back in August, he's now charged with first-degree murder. James Alex Fields appeared in court for a hearing. Prosecutors allege that he rammed his vehicle into a crowd protesting. One woman was killed, several others injured. President Trump is calling for the death penalty for anyone convicted of killing a police officer. The president, while speaking at the FBI National Academy in Virginia today, pledged to support law enforcement officers and condemned those who attack them. During the presidential campaign, Mr. Trump pledged to sign an executive order as president that would demand capital punishment for cop killers. On Wall Street today, NASDAQ ending up 80 to 69.37. The S&P closed up 24 to 26.76. And good news for the Dow, gaining 143 to close at 24.652. This is SRN News.
Keeping you informed, giving you the good news. You're listening to 94.3 The Bridge, your hometown voice.
With SRN Sports, I'm Michael Harrington. Let's start with Thursday NFL football. The Denver Broncos, they now have won two straight after an eight-game losing streak. Brock Osweiler was the star, threw for two touchdowns, and ran for another as the Broncos turned a 10-zip deficit into a 25-13 win over the Colts in Indianapolis. Osweiler, 12 of 17, 194 yards, replaced Trevor Siemian, who suffered a left shoulder injury in the first quarter. Osweiler says he was ready.
There's nothing that beats hard work. And, you know, I think that's just part of being a pro quarterback. You know, whether you're the first string, second string, third string, fourth string, you're getting paid to be a professional quarterback and be prepared. And so that's really it. I was just simply doing my job.
C.J. Anderson ran 30 times for a season-high 158 yards for the 5-9 Broncos. The Colts are 3-11, losers of six straight, longest skid under coach Chuck Pagano. This is SRN Sports. Moving on to your NBA action overnight, it was Detroit beating Atlanta 105-91, Knicks 111, Nets 104, Minnesota down the Kings 119-96, Cavaliers 121, Lakers 112, Golden State over the Mavericks 112-97. AP Top 25 College Basketball yesterday, number 21 Baylor beat Texas Southern 99-68. In the National Hockey League yesterday, a busy evening as the Flyers beat the Sabres 2-1, Capitals 5, Bruins 3, Columbus over the Islanders 6-4. It took overtime, but the Canadiens edged the Devils 2-1, Blackhawks 5, Jets 1, Ducks over St. Louis by a 3-1 score, Minnesota beat Toronto 2-0, Colorado 2, Florida 1, the Lightning over Arizona by a 4-1 count. It was Nashville 4, Edmonton 0, San Jose put the bite on Calgary 3-2, Golden Knights 2, Pittsburgh 1. This is SRN Sports.
Welcome back to Rogue Talk. And we're going to shift gears a little bit here while we're waiting for the anxiously awaiting for our third segment, and I'm hoping that the suspense doesn't end in a big thud, but we're gonna hope that it works out the way we're planning. But before we get to that, let me give you the phone number again, because I'd love to hear some opinions on this, and I don't know that I'll coax any of you to call in on this, but we're gonna take a little look at things that are going on around the nation here. That number is 541-299-0498. 541-299-0498. And something popped up in the news feed today that I guess we kind of knew it was coming, but it's unfortunate that these stories are everywhere. But now we have the first female politician accused of sexual harassment. And I don't know if this will be the first and the last. I kind of doubt it. It's really getting overwhelming, all these stories coming out. It seems like, you know, two or three people a day, whether they're media people or they're celebrities or they're politicians, are being accused. And so I had a talk with a couple of, let's just say, female friends of mine, because I don't want to be any more specific than that, because I didn't ask them if I could share their feelings and on this issue. But I wanted a female perspective, because it's easy for me to come on and say, you know, this one story seems bogus, this other story seems like it has some credibility, and this, that, and the other. But I wanted their opinion on, you know, how many of these stories are necessary, and how many of them maybe are, I don't know, I'm not sure what the right word would be, superfluous, maybe. I don't know. It occurs to me that some of the things we're hearing, and let me preface this by saying none of the behavior is acceptable, but when do words become actual abuse? I think if there's obviously a rape or some other kind of sexual assault, that's a serious thing, and when it's somebody that's in a position of power and they're using their power over someone to get away with something like this, and now we're learning about these, I don't have a problem with those stories. And the opinions that I got from a couple of women that I talked to, they are happy to have these stories come out. But some of the things that are coming out and are potentially ruining people's careers, there was a state representative, state senator, I don't remember what his position was, that committed suicide after he was accused. To be honest, there was a lot of things going on with this guy from what he said in his suicide note. You know, there was a lot of problems going on in this guy's mind before he was accused. And again, I don't want to be the one to put levels of severity on this, but in his case, it really was, I don't know. It just didn't seem like much. Now, to the, I think she was a 17-year-old girl at the time that this happened. It may have been a scary experience for her, but it also may have been misconstrued as anything other than an, innocent coincidence. And again, I'm not getting into the whether, he did something or he didn't. But what I'm getting at, and what I wanted to learn from these women was, Where do we get to the point where we just say, okay, deal with it at the moment? You know, if you're being catcalled, or someone tells a inappropriate joke in front of you at maybe at work, I think you have a responsibility to deal with it right now. Now, again, I'm not talking about people that use their power to get away with things, whether they be a politician or they might be your boss or your supervisor. The case of Harvey Weinstein and the most recent one to come out, I think, was Selma Hayek. And she described some pretty disturbing things. That's a different story because you may not feel empowered enough to come out with a story like that, and that's perfectly understandable and acceptable. But I'm not excusing any of this behavior, but again, and these are, I'm taking these opinions from people I've talked to. This is not, I just feel like I can't talk about it as a male. My opinion is immediately void because I'm perceived as the potential, harasser. And so I feel that's why I wanted to get some opinions. But when does it become okay if you were, let's say you were hit on by a man at work, and then 10 years later, because the Me Too thing is popular now, everybody's telling their stories and whatever, is it really appropriate to ruin someone's career because they said something inappropriate to you? I just feel like you need to deal with that right now. Deal with it in the moment and take care of it. I don't know that it's appropriate 10 years, 20 years, 30 years down the road to use it against somebody. I've done things in my youth I would never think of doing as a, almost 50-year-old person, and I'm not talking about harassment and that kind of thing, but our judgment generally becomes better as we get older, and I think in a lot of these instances, the stories are not that egregious, and the women, again, the women I talked to kind of agreed with me, and that's why I'm sharing this, because again, my opinion doesn't matter. I'm a man. I'm on the wrong side of this, apparently. But I just think that some of this is getting out of hand, and we need to, we need to look a little more closely at what's going on. And I mean, even in the case of the, now his name is escaping me, the senator that was a comedian and that's a senator in Minnesota, Franken, what he was accused of, there was a few different things, but the ones where he's taking pictures and apparently he's putting his hands on the backside of a woman and they felt it was inappropriate. Again, should he quit the Senate because of that? I don't know. I think that's a tough one. If now Roy Moore was not elected in Alabama, and I'm happy about that. I'm not pleased with the Democrat in that seat. Under any other circumstances, there would not be a Democrat in that seat. And that particular Democrat is pro-abortion to the point of right up to the day of birth. So I'm not crazy about him in that seat, but I'm more than happy that Roy Moore is not there, because I said on a different show on here on The Bridge that I felt like even if he didn't do it, that Roy Moore probably should have stepped aside several weeks ago so the Republican could run a write-in candidate and try and keep a seat that, you know, really should be theirs. And it's an unfortunate situation. But again, I just think that some of these stories coming out are not worthy of ruining someone's career. Or, you know, in the case of the one guy, he took his own life. And I just, it's a tough thing, but again, these are not necessarily my opinions. I got some feedback, and I talked to a couple of women, because I really wanted to hear how they felt about it, because it would be easy for me to say, you know, well, this is okay, this is not, none of it's okay, but what rises to the level of ruining someone's career? I don't know. I wish this stuff would just go away. Not that we shouldn't know about it if it's happening. It just needs to stop happening. These things, we need to treat each other better in this society. So that's all I've got to say about that. My special guest has arrived, so we will take another quick break. And when we come back, we will have the Rogue Talk mascot, Cameron. We're going to talk a little bit about the leadership class as well as some other things over at the Rogue River Junior Senior High School. So we'll take a quick break and be back with Cameron Smith, the Rogue Talk mascot.
You're listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. President Trump is calling for the death penalty for anyone convicted of killing a police officer. The president spoke at the FBI National Academy in Virginia today, and he pledged to support law enforcement officers and condemn those who attack them. Republican Senator Bob Corker says he will vote for the sweeping GOP tax package. The Tennessee senator who opposed the original Senate bill said in a statement today that although the bill is far from perfect, the once-in-a-generation opportunity to make U.S. businesses domestically more productive and internationally more competitive is one we should not miss. Florida's Marco Rubio said to be on board now as well. That vote expected to happen early next week. And on Wall Street today, NASDAQ ending up 80 to 69.37. The S&P up 24 to 26.76. And good news for the Dow, up 143 to close at 24,652. This is SRN News.
Bringing you Rogue River's weather forecast at the top of every hour, this is meteorologist Ann Holliday with 94.3 The Bridge.
Oh, I wish there was a way to find out what events are going on in Rogue River.
There is.
There is?
Yeah, the website for 94.3 The Bridge.
They have Rogue River events on their website?
Yeah, for Gold Hill, Weimar, and Grants Pass, too. You can even submit your own event for everyone in town to see. And if it's on the website, they automatically talk about it on the radio, too.
That's awesome. What's the address to this site?
It's 943thebridge.com.
N-I-N.
No. Just type the numbers. 943thebridge.com.
Oh, 943thebridge.com. Hey, look, they have the latest local news on there, too.
They have everything on there. 943thebridge.com.
My savings are gone.
Okay, where were they last?
Here, right before I spent them on that vacation to Aruba.
Weird. Not weird. Not saving now means no money later. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm Dennis Crowley.
The Federal Reserve is raising its key interest rate for the third time this year. The Fed expects three additional hikes in 2018, and this is a vote of confidence that the U.S. economy remains on solid footing 8.5 years after the end of the Great Recession. The Fed says it's raising its short-term rate by a modest quarter point to a still low range of 1.5%. Uber says an outside cybersecurity firm hired after a massive data breach has found no evidence that credit card, bank account, or social security numbers have been downloaded by hackers. The company also says it has not seen evidence of fraud or misuse due to the breach. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained over 80 points with business...
Back to Rogue Talk, and as promised, joining me in the studio, my special guest for today, and I haven't had him in the studio in quite some time. We talked on the phone the last time he was on the show, but we call him the Rogue Talk mascot, but he's also my son, Cameron Smith. Cameron, welcome back to Rogue Talk.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely, and of course, we've been doing a lot of stuff together lately, because basketball season's in full force, and of course, I'm covering the games, and you've been you're a JV swing player this year, and for people that don't know what that is, he's on the JV team, but they bring him up to varsity as needed, and lately he's been needed, so you've gotten some varsity time. You've been enjoying that?
Yeah, it's been pretty fun getting to, you know, see how, you know, different both games are. I mean, it's been rough because it's a lot harder, but seeing what the different game is, because at the JV level, it seems like a lot more easier than in the varsity. That's better defense, faster pace, faster closeout.
Yeah, the guys, yeah, everybody's a little bigger, stronger, quicker. They don't make as many mistakes as they do at the JV level. Yeah, so your first game out was a little bit of a shell shock situation, but definitely starting to fit in now, I think.
And yeah.
Yeah, and the boys' team has had a rough start to the season. Haven't got their first win yet, but the last couple of games have been promising. You know, we had at the tournament, I talked about it earlier, we had the loss to St. Mary's, but it was really a competitive game for three quarters, basically. And then again last night, Chieftains led for a good part of the game, and it slipped away at the end. But do you see this team getting close to picking up their first win?
Yeah, I think we've just put all the pieces together. I think we've just became not as mentally strong yet, and I think that's one of our pieces that we need to put together is being mentally strong, because we know we're just not the team that everyone likes, so we're just not going to get the calls, but we can't complain about it all the time. We have to just play our game.
Yeah, and that's definitely true, but I think also a lot of guys that haven't played together before are still trying to gel together. We've got a couple of new kids on the team, Diego and Tyler, but also there's other guys that haven't played before that have come out. There's guys, but not a whole bunch of you have played together on the last several years. So it takes a while to gel together. But it looks pretty good. And we've got new coaches for both the teams. And how do you think the new coaches have worked out so far?
I think they're working out good. I think it's going to be a bright side for the programs, both girls and boys. It's a new feel, you know, different coaches, different perspectives of the game. I think that'll definitely help our program.
Yeah, and have the players, do you think the players have responded well to the new coaches, both for the girls and for the boys?
I think good for the most part. I've heard a lot from the girls. They really like Coach King. We like Coach Chick. We don't like running, but but it does. We've liked playing. We like his offense compared to what it was last year. And just the way he's allowing us to play has been a lot.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot more fun for us.
Yeah, the style of play, it makes my job really, really hard. I did the pace of the games. I get tongue-tied quite a bit trying to keep up with the play, but it must be fun for you guys to play that kind of a high-paced, you know, game.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't bring you here to talk about basketball, but I thought we could touch on that a little bit. But you're also in the leadership class at the high school, and you've been in the leadership class since your freshman year. You're a junior now. In fact, you had signed up for that class, and over the summer when the schedules came out, they had taken you out of it, and you made a point of going to the school and saying, look, I signed up for this class. I want to be in this class. And I'm glad you did, because I think it's been a wonderful thing for you, a growing experience for you. But what is the leadership class? What do you guys do in there?
We put on all sorts of events, assemblies. That's a pretty big one throughout the year. We do that. Dances, homecoming week. We get into more community service stuff. We'll do turkey baskets where we give out, we'll collect, canned food and like different like supplies that you would have for your turkey dinner, and then we put it in all in a basket and give it to the families in need. We just plan out all different community service activities.
So what was your most recent community service activity? It seemed to me you guys headed over to Palmerton recently. What was that about?
Yes, our trash cleanup. We did a trash cleanup at Palmerton. I was there. I lost my memory there.
That's okay.
We do a lot, so it's hard to remember everything we've done.
I just figure you tell us you're going to the park or whatever. You're off fooling around, but you are actually doing something productive.
Yeah, we are cleaning up trash within the park and then a little bit outside into the city. It was very successful. It was wet because it was raining, but we did a good thing. But the park was mostly clean, so we didn't have to do a whole lot, but it definitely, I think, helped make it look a little better.
Well, that's good, and that's actually good to hear that the park is pretty clean, because it means, well, in one part that maybe the community members are taking care of their park and not messing it up, but also that the city is doing a good job of taking care of the park. So that's good to hear. So when you're not doing when you're not organizing assemblies or dances or community service projects, you guys also are responsible for the Superfan program. What is the Rogue River Chieftains Superfans, and how can we see what's going on with the Superfans?
The Superfan was kind of a thing that like created a couple years back. My freshman year, more likely. I mean, there was a fan section, but it really wasn't like pushed as super fan until I was a freshman. What it is over time, and now I've taken over as the head person to put together the super fan.
Mm-hmm.
What it is we put a theme out for each game, home game, whether during volleyball season or football games, and we'll still promote the other sports games. We just don't do a theme, because sometimes I'm not there because I'm in that same sport.
If you're playing the sport, sure.
And it just doesn't work out that way because it's more scattered at different events.
Sure, hard to do Superfan at a cross-country meet, especially when you're running.
Yeah, or a soccer game, because, you know, it's all the games. There's scattered bleachers everywhere, so it's hard to get people in, and other sports are going on at the same time, too. But what we do is we had that theme, and then we all dress up for basketball games. We'll do girls varsity and boys varsity for both games for basketball. Now, I haven't had a plan for baseball, softball season. I think we're just going to do a come out and support and just flip-flop every game.
Sure, sure. Kind of like what we do here at the Bridge. We don't have the ability to cover all of both sports, so we kind of alternate, and maybe we can work in conjunction on that so that the super fans are there that at the games that we're covering here on the Bridge, because I think that would make it more fun for us, at least.
Yeah, for sure. We also do halftime games during basketball games. So,
well, in football, you did the field goal kick at the football
game challenge. What we'll do is we're going to, I think this year, we're going to get some 2 liters and then collect money for leadership by charging like $1 or $2 to shoot a 3. You make it, you get the 2 liter or whatever. And then we make money as leadership.
Yeah, it could be a good fundraiser, especially if maybe you could get some donations from from maybe one of the local places could donate, or even more than one of the places could donate. You could promote them at the event for donating, the 2 liter bottles, and then you can, make it a fundraiser for leadership. But it also gets a lot of the super fans to actually come out to the games if they know that you've got that fun activity going on at halftime.
And we'll also get pizza, and so whoever's in the section will get a slice of pizza. We will also do that for coming to the game and being in the section. I'm also kind of thinking of doing this year an authentic fan Friday, which a lot of NBA teams do as part of their promotions and whatever. And so we'll pick one big super fan that will give out a prize each game.
Yeah.
Which I haven't presented that with Miss Daves, but
our Miss Daves being the leadership instructor at the high school.
But I think she'll definitely think it's a cool idea to do like an authentic fan Friday. You get posted on the page and you're the big fan of the game.
Sure. And then now, before we run out of time, you said the page. Where do you promote your superfan stuff? Where can people follow the superfans?
You can follow it on Instagram at Rogue River Superfan. I think it's Rogue River Chieftain Superfan.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. Search on Instagram for Rogue River.
Chieftains _ Superfan.
Okay.
And you can also add them on Snapchat at RR _ Superfan.
Okay. That sounds good. I'm not good at Snapchat. I need a teenager to teach me, and so far you've come up short in that duty, but that's okay. I probably don't need to be on Snapchat. It's I'll leave it to the kids, but I am on Instagram. I do follow the super fans on Instagram. So probably when the league season gets underway in January for basketball, that's when we can look forward to the theme nights for the superfans. Is that right?
Yes, I will have themes planned out. I'm hoping to get a calendar together to be able, and I have to talk with Mr. Moses, our athletic director, about adding in that calendar to the website,
sure.
The sports website.
Sure.
So then everyone in the school can view it. Then would they know what's going on during that week as an extra to know what's going on?
Yeah, well, absolutely. And we're gonna run out of time, but I that was the reason I wanted to get you on here, was to talk about the leadership class, because I don't think a lot of people know that we even have a leadership class at the high school. And of course, Mrs. Daves is the instructor for the leadership class, and does a wonderful job of keeping you guys going. And of course, superfan, anyone that's been to the basketball games the last couple of years, and even the football games, they know that the superfans really can get rowdy. But it's a good thing. The team, feeds off of that. So we're looking forward to another great season of basketball. And super fans, thanks for coming on the show again, Cameron.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, the weekend is here, everybody. So be good to one another, because Rogue Talk is over.
You've been listening to Rogue Talk on 94.3 The Bridge.
Listen to Rogue Talk with Jeff Smith Fridays at 3 p.m. right here on Rogue River's Hometown Voice.
94.3 The Bridge.
Or on demand at 943thebridge.com.